Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, 38 Special, bringing us back 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. A lot of stuff there. Help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, you're happy about something, you're sad, you're excited, you're frightened, you got a challenge, you got an opportunity, you're starting, growing, or divesting of your business, whatever, wherever you are on that time continuum. We've got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our new friend, Vicki Oliver. She's become one of our new consciences, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the etiquette experts that kind of sit up on your shoulder and with a little ruler, and when you make the wrong misstep, they smack you right on the rep you around the knuckles. Right, Vicki?
I wish that were true. That would be great if we had person.
You'd
on
love
our
that,
that
would you? I can tell you'd love that kind of power.
I would love that.
301 smart answers to tough business etiquette questions. Vicki Oliver, thank you again for joining us. Tell us how we can find the book and you.
Oh, okay. The book is available on Amazon, and you can find me at VickiOliver.com. V-I-C-K-Y Oliver.com.
Vicki with a Y. Okay, Vicki, talk to us some more. What about? I don't want to pick on the young folks, but I do have to say that I think that they could benefit from your book, not because of who they are, but I just think the environment they've been brought up in, I'm talking about anybody under 30, the environment they brought up in has not promoted etiquette, has not promoted gentility, if I can use that word without sounding like too much of an old fogey. Because your book is rife with gentility. I mean, it's full of stuff like that. What do we say to those folks, the young kids?
Well, you know, you can't really interact with. It's different being in front of a computer than being in front of a live person.
Yeah.
And some of the computer technology, like Skype, for example, mm-hmm. is different than being in there in a room with the actual person.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in the room with a person, you know, you have to give them eye contact, listen with your body, listen with the gestures that you make, and mm-hmm. basically listen more than talk.
Right. Act interested in them.
Yeah, act interested in them, and then, you know, hopefully there'll be a dialogue and try to find a bond, a common bond that you have with that person. That's what you need to do. It's really different. The pace of it is different than, let's say, texting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as much back and forth. Some of the time it's just listening, you know, and you need to be conscious of the person and pauses in the conversation
mm-hmm.
and let pauses happen, but also not lose interest.
But and you know, and one of the things I like to say, Vicki, is face-to-face is the original social media.
Exactly.
And here's something else.
Put
if you're in a meeting like that, if you're in a face-to-face like this, put the technology away and leave it away.
Right. And I think that the problem with
have you heard of people going on interviews and in the middle of an interview, pulling out their phone and either texting or receiving a text or something? Have you heard of that?
Of course. And that is really, really, really terrible. One time I was lecturing about etiquette, and I was telling people at a dinner environment, and I was telling people, like, not to use their cell phone during dinner. And there were people that at the thing texting, you know, and keeping their cell phone in the napkin.
The old napkin trick, huh?
hiding your mobile device in the napkin is just not a good way to go.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So what are the tips you got? What are you seeing out there, regardless of who's doing it, what are you seeing out there that needs the most attention?
I think when you are with, first of all, get out there and practice. That's what I would do. I would go to a networking event, an in-person networking mm-hmm. event, and practice your social skills, but also your etiquette skills. I think the thing that we're lacking is just conversational skills.
Mm-hmm.
How to listen, how to find a bond with somebody, how to, you know, find common ground.
How about this? How about this? How about just be in the moment with someone?
Right. And I feel like with technology, it's fantastic to have the technology, but the problem is it's a bit addictive.
Mm-hmm.
And there you are at a dinner, and let's say it's a client dinner, and you're there, and you're a little bored, okay? You always have to be
right.
Fascinated.
Well, you know, the thing is, Vicki, I use texting. I use email, of course. I use Skype. I use IM, all those things. They're
sure.
Very handy.
Sure.
But these are only tools. They're not replacements for human interaction.
Exactly. I feel like if you think of technology as a tool for getting to an in-person interaction,
Yeah. You're
better served.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the tool in and of itself.
Right.
There's a point to it.
It's a means to an end, not a way of life.
Right. So that would be one thing.
Yeah. Quickly, one more.
I think you should, if you're working at a small company, I think you should avoid bad-mouthing the company,
no matter
what you hear about it from the outside
right.
world.
As long as you're taking a check from that company, exactly, I agree 100%.
Right.
And
there
do not,
you are.
And do not put that stuff up on the internet either.
Right. You know, if you're there and somebody is asking you, there are rumors swirling around
right.
your company, you know,
right.
Hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
I'll look into it, you know, mm-hmm. and then change the topic.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Vicki, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website quickly one more time.
It's VickiOliver.com.
Vicki with a Y. The book is 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions, available wherever books are sold. Vicki, thanks for being here. Will you come back again?
I will. Thank you.
You're invited back. See you next time. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.